sell it to people. Not for you, even not even for you to use it. Your purpose is to sell it, so you're not going to use it today. Therefore, you can't do this bother on Yom Tov. Ela b'chor mantana. What should be the shalom with the b'chor? It's a little bizoyin to the meat itself, because when you want to skin it this way, certain parts you'll have to cut off some meat and leave the meat attached to the skin. So a little bit you'll be mivaz of the meat. So you have to say the meat has some kedusha on it. So mantan on the chizda b'sham, he goes according to b'sham of our Mishnah. The yom that he holds, a machil mesel nidos. Well, you can't give your b'chor to a nidah because it has some kedusha on it. Or like in our Mishnah, it says you can't even give it to a goy or to Israel. So it has some kedusha. Therefore, b'sham it holds, you can't like skin it because you're going to ruin the meat. For every pesul hamikdashim, man tells the tanner with this on the chizda again, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon he. That is machmir by pesul hamikdashim. This man will learn like this. Let's say somebody set aside two kabonis. He has to bring one chatis, and he's afraid he may lose one. So at the beginning, he set aside two of them for the one purpose. Then, achav terima, one remained to be a batam. The achav bamum, one became a bamum. Slochur is now, terima tikorif. You should bring the terima for korbin. Balasmon tipoda. The bamum, go be proud of it, redeem it now. Now, what's going to be nishcha to balasmon? Let's say you shefted the bamum, you redeemed it and you shefted it. So it depends. Imachla nizvakdom, if you didn't bring the zrika to them, you didn't shech the first chatis yet, shal terima muteris, then you'll not eat this balasmon. But imish nizvakdom, once you brought it for korban, the tam shall tmi masura. You should know now the meat of this balmum becomes also, because once you shech the korban chatis, the second one becomes like a chatis in his chaper balor, and that's one of the five halachas lemis ozlo. So then becomes also. We have Lezer of Shimon Aimer afilu bosav. According to Tanakam, it's only yosav. You didn't shech the balmum yet. But once you shecht the balmum, the heter is chal, it doesn't become osur anymore. We have Lezer, we have Shimon, I know, afilu bosa b'gdev, even if the meat is in a pot that you're cooking up the meat, and then, in other words, what happened was, again, one remained the balmum, one remained the tam. You took the balmum and you shecht it, and you started to cook up the meat. And then, v'nizrug domesho t'mima. Then you brought the korban, the t'mima, alochar is asura. Still, once you brought the korban t'mima, you made the zrikat adam, so you brought the korban chatis, so now the other one, mashpah, still has kedusha on it. And now it's chal alocha, it's called the chatis in his chaper baleo, that the owner already had its kapor from the other chatis. So now this chatis lemisa, you have to kill it. It's also banor. So you see, even though you shechted it already, even though it's a bamum and you shechted it, still the psula medoshim has kedusha on it. So also, since it has kedusha, even though you shechted the psula medoshim, still when it comes to skin it, you have to know the meat still has kedusha on it. So if you're not going to skin it that way to get off the whole skin complete, because by doing that you're for sure going to have to cut away some meat and leave that meat attached to the skin. So you're like ruining the meat, therefore it's also to do it this way. For the Gemara of Rav Chizda though, look Makulu, why don't you say the whole thing goes according to Beishami better? Like just like his machma by a bechor, the Avim Ruaz would be machma by Psula Madashim also. The Gemara says, no, Duma, maybe Yadkan, look at Beishami a little bit bechor. To be Shasim Erechem. Maybe Beisham is only machmir by Yibchor, that even after it becomes a Balmum, it still has Kedusha on it, because it was Kodesh Merechem, it was born by Kedusha. And as soon as it came out of the womb, Ava Psula Yamagdoshim, if you had to be Makdish that Korbin, the Yank to Shosim Rechem, which does not come out from its Rechem. But later you had to be Makdish it, maybe there Beisham doesn't say Yisvara, that Liachar comes a Balmum, it still has Kedusha. Maybe by regular Psula Yamagdoshim, Beisham would agree. Therefore, we have to say it goes according to the Shita, it goes according to Reb Lezer. Go Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says, if so, for look Makulik Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, let's say everything goes according to him, just like it says it by Tzuli Am Gadoshim, he'll say it by Bechor also. So Gemara says, no, Dilma may be Yad, Kamakam Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, also Melib, Tzuli Am Gadoshim. Alone, he said by Tzuli Am Gadoshim. Why? The Yalima Lemitves Pidyonai. Alone, he said by Tzuli Am Gadoshim, Lemaisi could be put, you could redeem it. Since you could redeem it, it has kedusha right now. Therefore, you can't be noy bizayim with it. Avo bechor may be dloyolam lemitvas pidyonay. You can't take off the kedusha off of bechor. So maybe the kedusha by itself is not that strong in the first place. So maybe loy, maybe there it's not so chomer. So maybe there's no islah to be mevaza the bechor. So you can't say it goes according to Rabbi Lezer. You have to say it goes according to Beis Shammai. Now the Gemara says so. According to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Lester doesn't he hold Kopsuli Hamgdoshim the Korban Beitlis Nishkol Belitra? Ayal Mishnah says a regular Psuli Hamgdoshim when the Korban became a Balmum, you allow to later sell it in the marketplace in Shechter there. So you see, you don't have to be the Kedusha. So who has not like a blessing of Shimon that he owes even after it became a Balmum, it has Kedusha on it. So Mara says, Amo, what do we see like now, Mishnah? Kivun Diikar Rav Chol Hegdish, since Hegdish gains on the deal, from the fact that the person knows he can sell it in the marketplace, he'll pay more money for it now, it's Mutish Sharulei. So here also the Chur, if a person knows he could skin it and keep those skin whole, maybe he'll redeem it for more money. So Chur, our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that he owes a Bepsula Medoshim, you can't skin it that way. Someone else says no. Omar Rav Mori Bred Rav Kana. Masha Mashbiach Bior Pogim Bebosa. Could be you don't gain anything, because even though you skin it whole, you taka have a better piece of skin that you can sell to somebody, and it's worth a lot of money, but you lose out by the meat, like we said, because you have to cut away some meat also. So you don't gain that much, otherwise the person doesn't have such good skin, but he has more meat. So therefore, it doesn't make enough money for the person, whether they'll be able to skin it or not, he'll pay the same money for it. The Ma'arov in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmed, they say like this, I'm Amri, Rivnei Sheniro, Ki Oyved, Avoyde B'Kotchim. It looks like you're working on kochim. Because when you skin it, so the skin, when it's still on the meat, like, it looks like you're working with this behema. And we know, absolutely, Amgdoshim, the Torah says you let it work, you let it eat it, but it's also begiza v'yavoid, you can't shear off the wool, or you can't work with it. So that's why it's also to skin it for new issa by Psula Amgdoshim. Here, skinning it looks like you're working with it. Ma'ashaykin, selling it in the marketplace, there it doesn't look like you're working, therefore it's muta. If a person knows that he's allowed to skin it, so Rashi explains, like, when you skin it, you have to have somebody who wants to buy it. So you don't just skin it right now, you wait until you want somebody who wants to buy a flask like this, and then you skin it for him. So if you're allowed to do it, you'll hold on to it, take you a while till you'll be able to sell it. We don't want you to hold on to a bechor, because we're afraid maybe, even though it's a balmun, maybe you come to work with it, you come to share it off. So therefore we don't let you skin it, because we don't want you to hold on to the bechor until you finally get somebody to buy it. So therefore that's why here he agrees, it's also to skin it. But in the Mishnah, when you want to sell it in the marketplace, that's alright. Just do a drop more just. Yeah, the Mishnah says, bechor shoch sudam. We have a bechor that's very sick now, and it has to have some blood let out, like you have to cut it. Now the question about cutting a bechor, you make a balmum. So the Mishnah says, afilu meis, even if you don't let the blood out, it's going to die, still ein makizun leidam. You're not allowed to cut the animal to make a kozis adam, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Because we're afraid maybe you make it into a balmum. And even though you do it in a place where it's not going to make it into a balmum, it's exerim, maybe you do it in a place where we'll make it a balmum. The Chomam and the Chomam say, no, yak is yes, you're allowed to let out the blood. But Obavat providing Shlayasa Bamum, you have to do in a place where it'll heal up again, not like by the lips or by the ear, that it won't heal up again. If you must have Bamum, let's say somebody didn't make a mum by mistake, is a raisin lishkat alav. It's a knaft like you can't shecht with that mum, you'll have to wait till another mum comes. We have Yishimon Oimer, Yakis, Afo Pi, Shuaisa Bamum. No, he holds no. You'll let him make a cause of Adam right now, even though you may make a mum, or you're going to make a mum. The Grashi says, that's why Shim Shit tells Dovashen Miskavan is Mutter. But Dovashen Miskavan is Mutter, therefore you're allowed to do it. It's a Chiddush, even though, like, you know you're making that cause, you know you're going to make a mum here, it's a Badi mum, but since that's this Rashi Shita, since it's not your Kavanah to make the mum, your Kavanah is a Hatzolah to save him, that's also considered Dovashen Miskavan is Mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Alright, we'll stop here and continue on the next tape.